That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Good morning, millennials. Welcome back to the Toast and Happy Monday, you guys. If you hear a stunning vibrato, it's because Jackie and I are together. The girls are back in town. The girls are back in town. Jax is in New York, and I have one question. Jax, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. It's great to be back in this incredible city.
Incredible.
It's just so amazing. I love it here so much. Who would have the plot twist of the year?
Uh-huh.
That Jackie you fell loves in love. NYC, that I fell in love with New York. And it's so funny because when I lived here and people would come visit and they would be like, New York is the best city. I'd be like, how could you think that? Like,
are you dumb?
You saw. Do you have eyes? But now I get it. It's the city of small doses. And I'm so happy to be here. It's an amazing time to be in New York. Like the lights, the festivities, the cold. Got to wear my jacket, my earmuffs. I bought a new pair of gloves from J.Crew that let me text, even though I don't text and walk.
Oh, those texting gloves are a real, real feat of technology.
They're not perfection though. Like they're not, it doesn't feel like your actual thing. Like
you have to, but it gets the job done.
It does. It gets the job done if you needed to.
Change the song. Yeah.
So it's great to be here. We have a jam-packed week planned. I actually am vlogging my time here in New York because I know everyone's like, Jax, what are you getting into? What's going on?
Everyone. I've been getting like berated in my DMs.
How sad for you.
No, they're like, what's Jax doing in New York? And you have a busy, busy week.
They can find out at patreon.com/thetoast later this week.
It's so great to have you here. I love podcasting with you in person.
I know.
It's been so long. In your eyes.
It's so weird podcasting in person now. Let me tell you, we're so close together.
Let me tell you, I'm so glad you brought that up. Because like honestly, in the beginning, I was like, oh my God.
We talk about it every time we're together. We're so close together.
It's like low-key weird. Like you're like, why are you looking at me like that? You know?
No, why are you looking at me?
Stop.
Why are you looking at me?
Because you're so beautiful.
Because you're Harry's mom. It's true.
Speaking of beautiful, Jackie and I both got spray tans. And when I tell you I have a new lease on life, like really, what's that phrase? Like, don't tone it, tan it.
Yes.
That is, please, will you ensure that that's on my tombstone? Like, it's such beautiful words to live by.
We need to get you a pillow that says, don't tone it.
Don't tone it, tan it. Like,
so
when
you can remember.
It's
words to live by, words to die by.
When I took off my clothes to, like, get in the shower to rinse it off, usually, like, I take my clothes off and, like, I sprint past the mirror. Like, I'm not interested in seeing what my naked body looks like. It's honestly traumatizing. But when I tell you, I didn't, like, you know, stop and stare, but I ran a little slower. I was like, oh, who is she? That bronzed beauty.
Wow.
But then it's like seeing like the milky color of like your bare ass, like that will make you want to kill yourself. Like
one,
it will.
Don't turn around. Two.
Don't turn around.
Why don't you use the thong and tan your ass?
I usually do wear the paper thong. I didn't because I have my period. So I just like you asked. So you asked. And yes, I do have my period. So months from now, when you're watching my comedy special that I am recording tonight and tomorrow night, just know that's a girl with her period.
And if she can do that, you can
do
get
anything.
Actually, everyone does have like very different periods. Some people have really like debilitating periods.
No, totally.
So I'm not going to say if she can do that, like you can get out of bed because maybe you can.
Maybe you can.
Maybe you just need heating pad and you need to pull a Bryce.
Yeah.
Work from heating pad.
So I just think it's important to know like that.
And now we've said it. But it is interesting to think about people like doing, like, Right, like when Beyonce performed the, you know, national anthem at the Super Bowl, like she could have been on her period.
And it would have been interesting to know that. So I guess when you're at home watching the Not Like Other Girls special, cuddled up, cozy, maybe
you have your period. Yeah.
You can know that you're watching a woman on her period.
Right.
It's interesting.
And it's really exciting to see women thriving on their period.
Yeah.
Because for me, it's usually the opposite. So I am like annoyed, obviously. Like my period could come at any time and I'm going to get
it. No, it's actually the best time because at least for me personally, like I'm bloated before my period. And once my period comes, de-bloat.
That's true.
De-bloat. It's the most de-bloated you'll be.
And now I won't have my period for my trip. For the holiday travels. So that's huge.
So when you're watching Claudia's holiday content, just know she's not on her period.
She's not. That's why I will be doing the most, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
wear a white swimsuit.
I just really wanted to share that.
I'm glad that you did.
I'm so glad you're here. Jackie's in town to really support her sister. And I want to tell you, it really means a lot to me. Like, for real. Tonight and tomorrow night, I'm going to be at the Gramercy Theater. Sorry, sold out. And I'm filming a special. And I'm really nervous, honestly. I've done it once before. So, like, it's...
I love when I done it.
I fucking hate you. I've done it once before, but it doesn't get any less scary. It really doesn't.
No, but at least this time you have two.
I know. So I was just saying that earlier, like you're really supposed to film. And I notice it when I watch other people's comedy specials because they'll cut to the audience and I'm like, there was a man sitting there before and now there's a woman in the front row. So you really are supposed to film two specials, you know, just in case you fuck anything up. Last time I did it also last minute that I didn't get the opportunity to film two. I filmed one and I kind of stunk it up. Like I was like really nervous. Now I feel very calm. It's a very small venue.
But you did like touch-ups at the end.
You know, I had to like fake some stuff, which like sucks. Which, like,
yeah.
But still, stream DJT on Amazon Prime.
It's so good. You wouldn't know the difference.
You wouldn't know the difference. But now, like for me, like I feel like I'll really get the opportunity to perform my best so that everyone who wasn't able to come to NLOG and even those who were can enjoy it at a TV coming soon.
So excited. I feel like one of the takes will be like the one and you'll know.
Yes. I have a feel. Yeah. And there's no way to predict.
No, I don't know which night.
But I've got a new outfit. Like, it's going to be, it's kind of major.
It is kind of major. I'm very excited to be there and to see NLOG again. I've only seen it once, but I was cracking up.
Oh my God, you've only seen it once?
Yeah, at MSG.
Well, I had a show in Delaware on Thursday. That's where I got this sweatshirt from. It says Wench. So thank you to the toaster who brought this.
And it's amazing. And you gave me one.
And it's in the bag of laundry. I did, one of my favorite things about Jackie coming to New York is being tasked with the responsibility of washing your underwear because you usually stay close to me and I have a washing machine. But let me tell you how doing Harry's laundry last night was one of the greatest joys of my life.
Like, you do my laundry because you're doing Harry's laundry. So yeah, I gave you my plain clothes.
Of course. No, I'm not complaining.
And now I have an extra outfit.
No, totally. But when I tell you, like, it was when I was drying and folding, like every time I took something out of the wash, I would take it out and be like, God, and then fold it and then do it all again. It was... Thank you for that, for real. Like, it was a glorious way to spend a Sunday night.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm excited about everything that you got for
us. Gorgeous underwear you have, too. Really, thank ladylike.
You. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And thank you for washing
your knickers.
My bits. Just like the people who bid on the Queen's underwear. It's
right.
Same experience.
Should I put them up for auction for the toasters?
No.
I love using the term knickers, like, for underwear, like, but it's kind of like a scary word. Like... I don't want to say it anymore.
No, don't. It's one syllable away off. From
danger zone.
Cancellation.
Yeah.
Nation.
Like, I get like a pit before I say it, even though it's like, what is it? Like British for underwear?
Yeah, but it's like, you know how you just said, you know, I've done it before. Like,
no, I can mispronounce things all the time. No, totally. I don't want to accidentally, like, you know. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like such a funny way to say undies, you know?
Yeah, for a brave person.
For a brave person. And honestly, I'm not that brave. So
but you did it.
It's undies from here on out.
You did it. You climbed that mountain today.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of mountains I've climbed, huge update from over the weekend is that your girl, after, what is it, 4 or 5 years, mm-hmm. I have finally started Yellowstone. And I'm about to finish season 2. I have so many thoughts. I'll save
Was I right when I said, like, you'll be, like, in it, like, obsessed by season 2?
Yeah.
And then I would say, so you're like, by the end of season 2, you're like, I'm watching the rest of the show. But I feel like in season 1, there are times when, like, if you walked away from it, you wouldn't feel the need to come back.
Well, that's what happened. I had started watching it once before in season 1. I'm like, this is what everyone's getting all bent out of shape over. I'm like, this kind of sucks.
It takes at least a season for you to, like it. Also, the episodes are really slow. They're in no rush to tell this story.
No, they're in no rush. And I have so many thoughts.
By the end of season 2, you're like, oh, this is a show on my roster now. And if there's more episodes, I want to watch them. And I think by the end of season 3... you will die for this. Like, you will take a bullet for this show.
Got it. Okay. Well, I'm getting there. Like, I'm definitely getting there.
Yeah. And of course, your favorite actor is in season two.
Yes. The guy who I literally talk about on the show once a month from Desperate Housewives, who won't kiss another woman. He plays one of the Beck brothers.
Who won't kiss another woman as an actor. Like, he won't do a scene where he has to kiss a woman.
That's why he's always playing the villain, because if you can't kiss anyone, like, there's limited roles for you.
Then you're not lovable.
Right. So in Desperate Housewives, he plays Edie's husband, but he's like this evil man. Now he's playing this like evil businessman. He's literally so good at being an evil actor because it literally is his only option.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's also a good actor.
He's an excellent actor.
He has, his roster is really good. Yellowstone, Desperate Housewives. We go through
the end. That's it.
No, no, there's more.
No, and then you pull up his IMDb. I can't go through this again.
I think like Nip Tuck.
Yes. And he's in like a Hallmark movie or something, you know, because you know you don't kiss on the Hallmark channel.
Of course. Maybe a peck on the cheek.
So in the TV recap, I will be discussing all of my thoughts. But all I want to say is I would lay my life out on the line for Rip. Like, because there's really just no words. Like,
I'm not really not going to give you my reactions to what your thoughts are, because
it changes.
Character development changes. People change. Like, some of the people that you might be like obsessed with, like, come and go. Mm-hmm. I'll just say, like, Rip just keeps getting better.
I don't doubt it for a second.
I will say, I give a rip.
I was literally going to say that, because I don't give a rip what anyone says. Like, Rip is the best character. I'm naming my child Rip. Like, now I understand why Lauren Lane named her baby Dutton. Like, uh-huh. Because my baby is going to be named Rip. Like, I don't know what Rip is short for.
You'll learn his origin story soon.
I did learn his origin story with the frying pan.
Yeah. And he's just like an anonymous person. Like, he's not a real person.
He's a cowboy.
Yeah. He's a wayward cowboy.
Cowboy Terry.
So I don't even know if his mother named him Rip, but that's just like his name.
Oh, maybe that's like his farm name. Ranch name.
Ranch name.
Okay, if we keep talking about this, like, I will just give all my thoughts, and I want to save it for the TV recap for anyone who doesn't watch. Like, yeah. Don't be stubborn. Like, just do it. Just do it.
And I didn't watch this week's Yellowstone because I flew in last night. I went to bed at 7 o'clock and Claudia is in the middle of it. So I wouldn't recap it in studio. We don't have the option of taking our headphones off.
By next Monday, like, I should. I mean, I started on Friday and I'm about to be at season 3. So mm-hmm. I believe by next Monday, I will
be all caught up.
Be all caught
up. Excited for you, because it really gets good and you really start forming more attachments other than Rip.
For me, there's no attachment other than
Rip. What do you think about John Dutton?
I like him. I feel like he kind of reminds me of Queen Elizabeth because he's all about the legacy, but like the one thing he could really do to like help improve legacy is like love his children and like let them, you know, be themselves, and he won't do that. So I do believe he's like smart and wants what's best for the ranch, but like sometimes it just like kills me. Like, you know, do you see the parallel?
Yeah,
I'm drawing.
I do. That's a pretty good one. Yeah, actually they're so similar.
Yeah. Oh, and I don't know if anyone has like made this call yet, but like Yellowstone is like Succession, but for Republicans, right?
That's the headline. Yeah. Oh, that's okay. What everyone says.
So it's like Succession is like liberal city, and then
liberal billionaires, and then Yellowstone is Republican billionaires.
Yeah, yeah. Like it's giving like red state Succession.
Yeah, and just wait.
And am I the only one who like drew that conclusion, or like
no, like that's what it's called. Okay. It's called Republican Succession.
Yeah, no, like it's literally Republican
even
Succession.
Even though Succession should be called liberal Yellowstone, because Yellowstone is so much bigger than,
well, which came first?
I couldn't tell you.
And Succession is based off of like a real family, right?
Yeah, it's loosely based off of
the Murdochs.
And Yellowstone is not based on, I don't think there's a family in Montana that owns most of the land.
Let me tell you how Yellowstone couldn't possibly be based on anything remotely true, because if that were the case, there would be no one left in Yellowstone. At least 30 people die an episode, and it's supposed to be this tiny little town. I'm like, where are all these people coming from?
Yeah.
Bozeman, you know?
Helena. Just wait. But yes, people have drawn that conclusion, but they're both really good shows.
Totally.
And that's really funny.
Like, it was my first thought.
And I guess, yeah, John is Kendall.
Logan.
Yeah, what? Sorry.
John is Logan. Sorry. Beth is Siobhan.
Oof.
Well, there's not,
you're
like
a, do Beth
there's
like
not
that?
Direct parallels, but like she's a girl.
And Tom is Rip.
Yes. Jamie is Kendall.
Yeah.
And
the little one is the little one. Casey and
Macaulay Culkin's brother.
Yep.
Yeah. And let me tell you how, I don't know, I cannot tell you who's the oldest, like how, what age the kids go. And Justice for Lee.
like, since I haven't watched season one in so long, like, I did not remember at all that there was another brother who passed away in the show.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
It was really sad. Like, I was, like, I definitely was, like, teared up.
Yeah. And now when you watch, like, later seasons, like, we didn't need that brother.
No, totally. I mean, because that brother was, like, the one, right?
Yeah.
Like, he was gonna do it.
So now it's just, like, Succession. Like, who will succeed?
Right.
John.
Right.
Who do you think should? Who do you think will? Not that we have a clear answer yet.
Here's, like, obviously what needs to happen. Like, Beth and Rip need to get married. And, by the way, I don't know what look you just gave me, but I just want to say, like, if Rip fucking dies, I'm not going to be okay. Now I feel like he dies. Now I feel like he dies. Oh, my God.
Can I tell you just quickly?
No. No. No.
He doesn't.
No. Okay, good. Like, I'll seriously, like, I wouldn't tell you that he did.
No, because, like, the way I would stop watching. But, like, that's clearly the answer. Because you know what? The only person in this entire fucking family who's nice to Kevin Costner and respects him and is loyal to him is Rip.
And works.
Oh, right.
On a ranch.
Right. First one in, last one out.
Ranch Tings.
First one in, last one out. Oh, and he, oh, when that fuck Casey took his house and Rip had to move into the bunkhouse. Because, like, now Casey's the one who's going to be, like, in training to be the heir. I was so upset. And I was so hurt for him. And the only one who was speaking facts at that point was Beth. Like, there's a million houses on this ranch. Like, Rip deserves better. Rip is not, a wayward cowboy.
Yeah.
He's a man of integrity.
Yeah.
He's been at this ranch since he was 12. I was so upset. Like, that scene was really upsetting. Casey, like, you know, shit for brains, nothing. Like, who doesn't even like his family and hates the farm and is only doing it so that he has something to give his son. It's like, oh, but that's literally what your dad is doing. That's literally what your dad is doing. Oh, my God. Like, shit for brains. I hate him. Hate. Like, he doesn't care about anyone but his wife, which is, like, nice. But, like, there's other people in the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And his wife, like, hates everyone, too. And, like, what about Tate, you know? Like, Tate loves the ranch.
Yeah.
And, like, they won't live there, you know?
Yeah.
Ugh. And, like, they finally moved into the master suite, and now they're moving out. Like, I can't.
Oh,
I can't.
The master suite.
That was weird. Like, I understand what Kevin Costner is doing.
Living there so much.
No, how Kevin Costner gave up his bedroom.
Yeah.
For this shit for brains who doesn't even want it.
Yeah.
Like, I get.
Actually, now in hindsight, I understand that plot line, but I don't want to give anything away.
No, don't. No, I know I said I would save my thoughts, so let's just move on because I still have more
let's
thoughts.
Let's move on. Other things that went down this weekend. Oh, my God. I didn't even tell everyone.
What?
That I took my driving test.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I was so Saturday was just, I took
Are
my
we
driving
clickbaiting?
Test on Saturday. No.
I think we should clickbait.
Really? Okay, because I am vlogging the whole
and
thing.
And the answer is, like, the result is so crazy.
Yeah. Okay.
And we'll you vlogged.
And I vlogged it. And it should be out by the end of this month. If
all goes according to plan.
Shit together.
Yeah, so.
I had my driving test Saturday, and it was just like,
It was crazy.
It was a crazy day, and I didn't even post about it on my Instagram. I was so exhausted.
From studying. Driving.
The adrenaline. Like, also, it was really early in the morning. So, anyways, it's all in the vlog. You'll catch it. And then I read the Redhead's book all weekend, Horse, by Geraldine Brooks, our final book of
the
year.
What did you call
me? Horse. We're recording tomorrow, so submit your questions. It's
amazing. And I may answer them.
From the Redhead studio, we'll be recording here.
Oh, yeah, Redheads back together in person. Like, I heard the Redheads are getting together tomorrow to record what will be, like, the most critically acclaimed episode of the season.
The final one always is.
And then I hear they're heading to a fabulous event.
We are. We are all attending together Claudia's show.
That's what I heard. So if you're coming to the show tomorrow night, like,
you're
lots of celebs
in
tow.
Full force.
No, like, the Redheads in the crowd.
Yeah. So not to, like, upstage you or anything.
It's okay.
But...
You know me, I'm not like that. I don't it's really like being the center of attention.
I wouldn't do it both nights.
But. No, you wouldn't.
So that's really exciting. And the book was really good. And I think it's a Danish choice, so it's always really literary. I think Snatcher was obsessed.
So Snatcher always hates it.
She's so critical on books that aren't Colleen Hoover. But she was obsessed because she loves horses.
Right.
And it's about the greatest racehorse that ever lived. And it's a true story. Oh. Most of it. It's historical fiction.
That's the one thing about Yellowstone I don't love. Is that, like, you know how I feel about animals on the sets of...
Oh, God.
TV shows.
I can't.
I just feel like I would love, like, a, you know, a behind the scenes video on, you know, measures they're taking to ensure that the horses on set are happy, you know?
I don't know what the measures they're taking are, but I feel so certain that those horses are so happy.
Okay.
Also, the creator of the show, Tyler Sheridan, is a cowboy.
Okay.
He is, like, a real cowboy. And so he would not stand for the mistreatment of horses.
Okay.
And they couldn't be like preaching everything they preach on the show and then be like abusing
the animals
and like farm life.
Right. So if anybody's like read any interesting articles like that, you know, I just want to know more about the animals on set.
I don't think you're going to find anything. But yeah, sure. Go sniffing around.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. So send me your articles.
I'm sure you're going to find amazing things about their.
That's what I'm looking for.
And how these horses are stars and they have confidence like they've never had before.
No, and they have like so many followers on Instagram and all the other girl horses want them.
Yeah, exactly. And they get like food and hay for days.
Days and days.
So.
So I still have more Yellowstone recap. So okay. let's get
into the stories.
Yes, because we didn't do a show on Friday because I was in Delaware. So we've got lots to discuss.
We do. So without further ado, here are the Fast Five stories that you need to know.
And today's Fast Five is brought to you by Thuma.
Thuma, 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 let me be your Thuma. Thuma, 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 let me be your Thuma.
Your bedroom deserves a refresh, and now is the perfect time to elevate the most important room in your home with Thuma. Introducing the bed by Thuma. Handcrafted from eco-friendly, high-quality upcycled wood, you'll find beautiful, unique variations in the natural grain. The minimalist design featuring Japanese joinery helps elevate any space. It's super supportive for your mattress, it's breathable, and it's made to naturally minimize noise and create space. The perfect platform bed just got even better. You can now customize the bed by choosing between the original pillow board for the new solid wood headboard. The fabric pillow board adds a softness and color to any space, while headboards offer the sleek and solid support. The headboard attaches directly to the bed, and it uses Japanese joinery, so no tools are required. You can buy it with the bed or its own upgrade, or its own as an upgrade. Thuma practices intentional, less is more design philosophy for the bedroom. With clean lines, subtle curves, and lifestyle-enhancing details, Thuma proves that simplicity is the truest form of sophistication. So, if you're looking for a new bed, head to Thuma. First of all, it comes in three easy-to-maneuver boxes. No tools are required. It can take around 5 minutes, and it's really going to save you and your partner from future legal filings of divorce. Create that feeling of checking into your favorite boutique hotel suite, but at home, with the bed by Thuma. Go to thuma.co/toast to receive a $25 credit towards your purchase of the bed, plus free shipping in the continental U.S. Go to thuma.co/toast, thuma.co/toast for a $25 credit. Today's episode is also brought to you by Honey Love. I'm so excited about this new sponsor because
this is what we were talking about last week when we were both wearing the same bra.
The shapewear that I wear every single show since I've ever done comedy is from Honey Love. I bought it years ago off of a Facebook ad. It was targeted towards the girly. And now all my shapewear is from Honey Love. I'm so glad that they are sponsoring today's episode because holiday parties are just around the corner. And if you are ready to look your best, support for today's episode comes from Honey Love. We all know that with dressing up, there's always the lack of comfort that comes with shapewear. Most shapewear makes you feel like you're suffocating, but not with Honey Love. They are on a mission to create the most comfortable and effective shapewear for all of us ladies out there. And that's why I wear them on stage, because they are so comfortable. I can't be wearing like these corset tight ass. I need something that's going to hold me in, but that's also going to like clean up all the lines. Let me breathe. And I swear without fail, every single time I've ever done a show, I'm wearing Honey Love.
That's also something good to know when you're watching her special one day. Mm-hmm. She's on her period and she's wearing Honey Love.
Amen to that, sister. You deserve to save big this holiday season. So for a limited time, you can get Honey Love on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with code TOAST at honeylove.com. So that's HoneyLove.com, code TOAST. So as we're reflecting on the year, there's a couple things we're thankful for, and Honey Love is one of them. Shop at honeylove.com, code TOAST. The Super Power Short is helping ladies everywhere sculpt and smooth their stomach to thigh by offering just the perfect amount of restriction. So that Super Power Short is their number one bestseller. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. It's designed to work with your body. So treat yourself again for 20% off at honeylove.com with code TOAST. That's code TOAST at honeylove.com. Feel and look as sexy as possible these holidays with Honey Love shapewear, because you deserve it.
Amazing. Thank you so much, McLardia.
You're welcome.
Okay, our first story, some exciting news from this weekend. Keke Palmer is pregnant. She's expecting her first child with boyfriend Darius Jackson. Keke Palmer is going to be a mom. The 29-year-old actress announced she's expecting her first child on SNL this weekend. She said during her monologue, "There's some rumors going around. People have been in my comments saying, Keke's having a baby, Keke's pregnant, and I want to set the record straight. "I am," she said as she opened her blazer to reveal her baby bump. As the crowd cheered, she said, "You know, I gotta say, though, it is bad when people on the internet spread rumors about you, but it's even worse when they're correct. But honestly, this has been the biggest blessing, and I'm so excited, guys. I'm gonna be a mom."
Well, let me tell you how I didn't hear the rumor once. That's the only, like, thing I'm a little curious about. Like, I didn't hear the rumor.
I'm sure in her comments, like, people were saying it. Also, she was at the CFDA Awards recently. She was wearing, like, a big dress that would conceal a bump. Mm. So I'm sure, like, no, I don't want to, like, attack you, but the real Kiki fans.
Wow. Noticed something. Wow. let me tell you, I'm so happy for Kiki Palmer. Like, I really love her. I feel like she's really in this, like, great era of her life and her career, and like a baby on top of that, I just feel like is so amazing. I thought this was such a cool way to announce. Like, of course, it's like a once in a lifetime opportunity. It's kind of like when it reminded me of Beyonce, Love on Top, VMA's Belly. I love this for her. I'm so happy. And I just, like, I wake up every day and I'm like, I hope Kiki Palmer, you know, kills it today. And she has been.
Yeah. And this is a wonderful, joyous occasion on top of all the professional success that she's been experiencing. Did you watch her SNL episode?
I did not, but I did see, you know, clips of certain sketches that were pretty, she's very funny, and SNL is like,
but did they know, like, how to use her?
I think they really let her shine. Like, they did a Kenan and Kel sketch.
That's what I heard.
And it wasn't a live sketch, it was like a pre-recorded commercial thing, but it was so funny. First of all, for like any Kenan and Kel fans, it was huge
because they're both Nickelodeon kids,
right? And so Kiki was like really just like exposing herself as like a huge Kenan and Kel fan. It was so funny. It was really good. That was all I saw, so I don't know enough about to like say how the episode was as a whole, but
I feel confident that it was good.
Kiki's like, she doesn't super do funny.
Anything less than great.
No, she's really like a star, and I'm so glad she's finally being, you know, seen for that. First of all, I didn't even know she had a boyfriend.
I know, me neither.
I love that she like keeps that part of her life private, because in the words of Taylor Swift from the song Paris, "Privacy sign on the door and on my page and on the whole world, romance is not dead if you keep it just yours."
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. Just because we don't know about it doesn't mean it's not real, you know?
No, not even close. That's like not even close.
Yeah.
So two things, apples and oranges.
I love that for Kiki.
Knowing and realness are not related.
Ain't that the truth? Because I feel like this is going to be the year of knowing things.
What do you want to know?
Wow, that's a really tough question. Well, first I want to know how the horses are being treated on Yellowstone.
I'm so excited for the flood of DMs you're going to receive, being like, I work on Yellowstone or my friend does, and the horses are...
They're from a sanctuary,
they live better than the Streis brothers.
That's what I want to know. I would love... I don't want to be right. I don't want to be right, Jackie. I don't want to be right.
You're not.
I don't want to be.
Like, you just assume that...
I do. Like, it's honestly, Hollywood, Jackie.
If you're a horse, a working horse, I don't think there's a better job in the world than being a horse on Yellowstone. The pampering, the scenery, it's just...
It's so stunning.
And they just, like, let the horses do their thing. And there's one season you'll see, it might be season four, where they just, like, decided to be extra cowboy. And they, like, put in all of these gratuitous just... Horse running around scenes, like rodeo scenes, like it's cowboy porn.
Got it.
You'll notice when it happens.
Oh my God, I can't wait. I have so many thoughts.
Okay.
I'm not going to say because just remind me.
Let's try not to make each story about Yellowstone.
Okay, but remind me when we do actually finally start talking about Yellowstone, remind me about Jimmy.
Okay, I will. It's so hard for me not to speak. And I'm like, I'm so happy that you're watching Yellowstone. I'm just like so frustrated of all the hours I've spent like recapping it by myself and like getting.
I feel like you really haven't done that many recaps.
And having all of this excitement.
Like, I feel like you're being hella dramatic. Like, I feel like we didn't even talk about Yellowstone that much.
Because you don't fucking let me.
No, but like, no. That's not a thing.
Because you don't let me talk about things that like I'm binging.
Yes, I do.
I get like 2 minutes while you are like, and then it's moving on.
You know what? This victim mentality from you.
Listen, I don't.
It's getting old. It's getting tired, Jackie.
I'm just letting you know the truth of it.
No, I feel like I definitely silence you on certain things that you really honestly need to be silenced on. Yellowstone, I have not. I feel like you never even bring it up. Like, that's why I haven't watched it, because you never talk about it.
Someone roll the tapes, please, of me trying to and getting like 2 minutes.
No.
Great. Glad you enjoyed that.
That's what you do to me, okay?
No, everything like when I talk about RuPaul. Everything you watch, I ask questions. I make predictions.
Hardly.
I say, how's this one doing? How's that one doing?
Hardly.
Wow, you don't even realize.
Hardly.
Cuties gate. What'd she say? What'd he say?
Oh, by the way, sorry for, excuse me for trying to keep the show relevant.
Yeah, everyone cares.
Cuties gate. They do. They cared about Cuties gate. Love is blind. I'm not wrong about that.
2 seconds.
I'm not
Yellowstone is forever.
Yellowstone is forever. How did we get here? The horses. What do you want to know? It's a year of knowing things. Yeah, okay.
What do you want to know?
Well, I'm so happy for Keke Palmer, for real. Love this journey for her. Wishing her all the best. I love a celebrity pregnancy announcement. I really do.
Yeah, and this is as good as it gets.
On SNL. It's like so major. And you made a great call.
Yeah, the audio. I feel like people are going to use that on their TikTok and their Reels to announce their pregnancies.
Yeah, it'll be that. And then like a couple months later, so I'm 34 weeks today.
Yep.
I love that.
Yeah. And the meme that's like, next thing I knew, I was pregnant.
I don't know that one.
It's from Kylie's
video.
Kylie's first video. And she's like sitting there with her belly out. And she's like, next thing I knew, I was pregnant. So it's like once, you know, Rip picks up a bale of hay.
Next thing I know, I'm pregnant. No, and like last night before bed, like not me being delusional, I'm like, Ben kind of looks like Rip.
Here's the thing.
He doesn't
He doesn't not, but he doesn't style himself like
no,
Rip.
And like they definitely, like, they both have beautiful smiles and they're both like chubby brunettes. Like, I think there's something there.
Can you call a boy a brunette? I feel like a brunette.
What kind of question is
that? I feel like brunette is a female word.
So what do you say, a boy with brown hair?
Think about it.
Okay, well, but if a boy was blonde, would you say a boy with yellow hair, with black of hair?
But think about it.
I'm thinking about it, and I don't agree.
Okay, hold on. Let me Google it.
Brunette is not exclusively, not brunette, you being binary. Oh, yikes.
Brunette definition. Okay, it is a person.
It's a person.
Okay, a person with, a person, typically a woman with dark brown hair.
What?
I swear. And then the next one, of brunette as an adjective, having dark brown hair, typically used of a woman.
My mind is blown.
I'm surprised that that's in the dictionary.
Not just like colloquially. Like,
yeah, just not just like a feeling I have.
Yeah, right, right. No, I'm like, because I'm like, your feeling's dumb, but it's not.
And it's like the dictionary feels as weird about it as I do, like sometimes, typically.
Typically. Wait, so what do you say with a boy with brown hair? Boy with brown hair.
Yeah.
Black of hair.
Well, male or female, they're black of hair.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, but what about blonde? Search blonde. Is blonde typically female?
No, blonde is a color. Brunette is not a color, I don't think.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Oh.
A brunette is a
person.
Person.
Oh. Wait. Like,
brunette is a noun. Blonde is an adjective.
You're right. But no, but brunette, he was brunette. It could also be an adjective.
Yeah, no, that's why in the Oxford thing it said,
pull up blonde.
Blonde, I don't think is ever a, oh no, he's a blonde. That would, it could be a noun.
But and blonde is also a color.
Oh God, the Ana de Armas movie.
Oh no.
Blonde definition. Blonde can be an adjective or a noun.
I same guess as brunette.
Same for, and same for redhead.
Yeah.
But not for black of hair.
But also that's redhead funny. Can also be a podcast.
And redhead could also be a book club.
Such a good call.
Yeah.
So yeah, so Ben kind of looks like for you, Ben kind of looks like Rip.
Yeah, but you should get him like
blue jeans,
clothes that Rip might wear if he went to New York City. You know, don't have him dressed like a cowboy. My God.
Rip in New York City, I'm not okay.
No, the city would combust.
He would eat this city up.
Rip would love New York.
No,
he'd be like getting a hot dog.
Oh yeah,
he'd be like talking trash.
No, last night I watched the episode where Beth and Rip were on the roof.
Okay.
And like that's when like they realize like they're in love, and she's like, don't say it. But I was cackling because she was like, you probably have a lot of money, like you obviously don't spend any money on clothes, you've been wearing the same three pairs of jeans since I met you. I was cackling. And then he was like, no, I actually spent $30,000 on the gravestone and $20,000 for my mom.
Of course you have to make it deep.
No, like I fell. And by the way, when she said the thing about jeans, he cackled and we saw his smile, and we never see his smile. Yeah. I was like, Rip, you should really smile more.
She cracks him up. He'll only smile if it's worth it.
Yeah, and she's like literally psychotic.
How are you feeling about her?
Obsessed. Okay. Like that scene where like, you know, he saved her and oh my God, like I can't. Like he broke down the whole office wall because those guys were holding her and her assistant hostage. Mm. Oh, and her assistant died. He was a good assistant.
Yeah.
That scene obviously is like like a moment. Mm-hmm. And like things are different now between them. And like I really didn't like Beth. Okay, I'll talk about it in the next.
Okay.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
The next story. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
It's really another amazing couple news. Prince William and Kate Middleton ended their 3-day trip to the U.S. at the Earthshot Prize ceremony. So William and Kate were here in Boston for this event. As we stated on Thursday, they went to the Celtics game and then they dialed up the glamour for their glitzy Earthshot Prize ceremony on Friday night. So she wore a floor-length bright green gown by Solace London, which she rented from a UK rental, you know, fashion pass slash rent the runway site. She rented it for
UK fashion pass.
UK. She rented it for $100 from the website, which is called Her, and H-U-R-R for our UK toasters, and paired it with an emerald choker from her mother-in-law, Princess Diana, and earrings from her own private collection. The choker was also seen on Queen Mary about 100 years ago, so it's just extremely iconic.
Okay, I'm gonna say something like crazy and like kind of stupid, but like I genuinely sometimes forget that Diana was William's mom too. Because like the way that people talk about it, it's like, it's always like Harry, like, oh, because like he kind of like was her favorite, you know, like the youngest. And like she gave him special attention because William got all the attention because he was the heir. So I'm like, why is Kate wearing this random woman's necklace? Like, I forget about the connection because they're always like, Harry didn't want to see that happen to his wife, to his mother. It's always like Harry and Diana.
Yeah, but it's like William
is also
experiencing that.
Right. Yeah. So I just, this was a nice reminder for me that Diana had 2 children, not just one. The other thing is I love that William and Kate are walking the walk here. I feel like all these celebrities are always preaching about climate change and like literally doing nothing about it. So even though I'm sure in their personal life, they take plenty of jets and gowns, but to go to an event about climate change and fly commercial and wear a rented dress, like that is walking the walk.
Oh, now, and by the way, to wear a vintage necklace.
Right.
Like, she didn't buy new jewelry.
Everything recycled.
And it was recycled before Diana too. Like this necklace is hundreds of years old. There's like not a new thing on her.
So I'm not dumb enough to think that they bring that energy to everything that they do. But publicly, like it is always silly when someone is out here talking about climate change before they get on their jet. So I appreciated that. And she looked gorgeous. It was
one of her best looks yet. But also because the photos, like, I don't know, the lighting, the flashes.
No, I think she had a little work done. Her, like, she looked like she had some filler under her eyes.
Her face looked great, but, like, the color of the photos was, and also it's the color of the dress, and the carpet was green, too, and they were, like, mismatched greens, but they didn't clash.
So that was the only thing I didn't like about the whole
evening. That the carpet was green?
Was that the carpet was green, and that, like, it didn't work. Like, if the carpet was, like, a cerulean blue.
Or,
like, no. It was Earthshot. It should be the color of the earth, like, blue.
Yeah. Okay, maybe if the carpet was blue, it would have been even better. But I love the carpet. I love the dress with the carpet. It just all together is an iconic photo moment for these two. And they take a lot of pictures. I can't recall like any other than their wedding, like really iconic
photos that they have.
Photos. And this is probably my favorite moment of them yet.
I agree. They don't have like they're so protocol. Mm-hmm. Like they're always, they don't ever look like they like each other because they're so protocol.
Even them, like standing there with their hands like tied.
Freaks, yeah.
They were being cute and it felt warm.
Yeah. I wish that they could take like some nice photos, but like they're always having to like be so proper.
Yeah.
But that's why we don't really have any moments from them because like they both do the letter of the law to a T.
Yeah. No, but it was truly a fabulous evening for them. David Beckham was there. You know, he stands. He
respects.
So I hope they had a great time in
America.
States. I hope they come back soon.
People in America, especially Boston people, like they were obsessed. Did you see like the droves of people waiting outside their hotel? Like, it probably so crazy to like go to a different country. And I'm sure they have like their own POV on America. Like, I'm sure they like think that America hates them because like America really took Harry and Meghan's side.
Yes.
So I'm sure it feels like an unfriendly territory. But then, you know, they went to there was like millions of people standing outside waiting for pictures. It was raining. People were waiting in the rain. I saw a bunch of toasters there. They were putting footage in our Facebook group. Like I saw, you know, the back of her. So I'm sure they thought it might be hostile because I don't think they like love America.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they think America loves them.
Yeah. But I think you can find people who love, people who don't, but by the enough way, to show up and show out.
An actual trailer dropped.
I saw this morning.
It's going to be a two-part.
Mm-hmm. This Friday and next Friday.
Oh, wow. Already this Friday?
Yeah. December 8th.
And it's pretty much exactly what we thought it was going to be. Like, I've been still holding out hope, like, that there's something. It's not. It looks like it's going to be gloves are off.
Yeah. Well, at least there wasn't anything. There was the picture of the family, and they said there's a hierarchy within mm-hmm. the family. It's like, yeah, because some people are kings and some people are princes and some people are nobodies. And you guys are pretty high up, actually.
Right. But I thought what was most contentious was, like, you know, it was obviously the mirroring Diana and Meghan with the paparazzi. And then them saying, like, nobody was protecting us and they were planting stories and photos. Yeah. So,
well, I'm one, just excited to watch. Two, I hope the documentary format can, like, shed more light on, like, these stories that they're talking about, because so much news comes out, like, from the palace about the palace, and I have no idea, like, what's real. And also because we're over here, like, I think the media over there is very different. That's mm-hmm. what I've heard when they're talking about, like, these nasty stories in the press. Like, I have no idea what they're talking about, because here it was always glowing.
Right.
So, like, I look forward to seeing, like, headlines, cover pages, photos that were taken. Yeah. And
no, that's actually a really good point.
It's like a perfect way for them to showcase all of that. And I could, like, see it, you know, it's literally time stamped. Like,
yeah.
And we'll recognize what the names of the publications are, if it's the big ones versus
that's actually so
the National Enquirers of the UK.
Right, because when they talk about the negative press, it's from my POV, like, American press loved them and continues to love them. So I guess you're right. Like, I really forget that, like, it's a different country.
Yeah, no, because I would always, like, say that. Like, I feel like the press loves them, like, the media loves them. They get so much amazing media attention. But then, like, UK toasters will come in and be like, no, it was really bad here for Meghan. Like, the headlines, like, they were so racist. They were horrible towards her. And I don't get, you know, the UK press to my doorstep. I have no, I don't even, like, see, I guess there's no really way to see what, like, the cover of the UK newspaper is right from here.
No, I've seen, there's, like, the famous one is Straight Outta Compton from the Daily Mail.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that.
In the headline, like, the new princess is Straight Outta Compton. Yeah, that's the one that, like, I've seen everywhere.
Oh, I didn't even see that. The one that I think of is, like, how when Meghan and Kate wore, like, very similar looks, like, the way that they describe Kate's outfits versus the way they describe Meghan's, something like that.
So I hope that they
and
explain.
And that was Daily Mail, too.
I hope they explain a little more.
It has to be more than Daily Mail, because it's like, you didn't leave the royal family because of the Daily Mail.
Right. No, it has I'm to sure be like that was full, the attitude from everyone.
Right, but we're both talking about, like, Daily Mail cases. Right. It has to be, like, a full
court
press.
Because I don't
press.
Follow, like, the Sun, you know?
Of course. So what I'm saying is, I'm interested, really interested, to see exactly what they were experiencing and what they're talking about.
Yeah. And where does the footage start? You know what I mean? Like,
oh, I feel like
their personal footage.
Their personal footage probably starts, like, 6 months or a year ago when mm-hmm. they decided to do this. And then they will use, like, old press footage and all the stuff that was
like them doing events and
exactly. Yeah. But they probably sat down for it 6 months ago.
Yes.
And over time they interviewed other people. You hear there other was people other, talking.
Yeah, Melanie Bromley vibes.
Yeah. Who was she?
I don't know.
She was speaking with authority.
Royal expert.
Yeah. She better be, like, actually
an expert.
Know, not someone, like, I don't want to hear from, like, a podcaster about what they think happened. Like, I want
insiders
who are on the ground.
Yeah.
Because this is serious business, this documentary.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like everyone's opinions.
Right.
Are you ready for our next story?
If it's the next story, that's brought to you by True Classic.
Yes, it is.
The holidays are here and there is plenty of t-shirt cheer thanks to our sponsor, True Classic. If you don't know what to get a gift for the men in your life, try giving them the best fitting basic tee out there. Our friends at True Classic are on a mission to maximize men's confidence by elevating their style. They've already helped over 2 million men look great in their t-shirts, and now you can save while you do so. You can get 25% off True Classic with our exclusive link, trueclassic.com/toast, and the discount doesn't just stop there. You'll save even more during their latest site-wide sale. Support our show and check them out at trueclassic.com/toast. Almost all men's t-shirts are designed to look good on a certain body type. Luckily, True Classic's team designed t-shirts to make the fellas of all sizes out there look confident and feel good in their clothing. Abs, flabs, dad bod, or pass the dad bod, with True Classic shirts, you'll get the best fit. I'm always trying to get Ben to buy new shirts because, like, he literally has the same shirts from high school that he chewed holes in the collar, and I'm just like, look nice in a t-shirt. Like, just because you're wearing a t-shirt doesn't mean it doesn't have to look bad.
No, and you could be styling.
Like Rip.
Rip would love True Classic.
Love, because he is a True Classic.
It was made for him. Zach got a delivery of the True Classic shirts, and I have a new husband, you guys.
No, literally.
And I have new shirts to steal, and they're wonderful for me, too.
So True Classic tees taper off towards the bottom, but they fit tighter around the chest and the shoulders. So it's the desired look that every body type wants to achieve. They also offer other menswear, ranging from polos to workout shirts to even boxers and briefs. So get 25% off at trueclassic.com/toast. Free shipping is included on purchases over $100. That's 25% off at trueclassic.com/toast. Santa won't be the only one slaying, thanks to True Classic. Today's episode is also brought to you by Boll & Branch. The holidays are the most exciting time of the year, and if you want to enjoy them to the fullest, you'll need to get your best sleep every night. And it's easier than it sounds, thanks to Boll & Branch. If you're looking for the softest, most luxurious organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch, check it out. Why are you staring at me like that?
I'm not.
Because I'm so just beautiful.
Like looking.
Okay.
Okay, I'll go back to looking at my phone.
Sure. Boll & Branch sheets are made from the finest 100% organic cotton threads on earth, and they make a difference that you can truly feel night after night. So their products are made differently at Boll & Branch. Made from the finest 100% organic cotton on earth, that means they're free from toxins, pesticides, and harsh chemicals at every step of its making. It's also made by artisans who earn the pay and respect that they deserve, so you can fall asleep at peace knowing that these sheets are not only comfortable, but they're made the right way. The Boll & Branch way. Jack and I both have Boll & Branch, the signature hemmed collection, which comes from twin to California King. We both have king size beds. The signature hemmed collection is truly everything of the sort. We also both have throw blankets. I have the waffle throw. So do you, right?
Mm-hmm. You have it at my house.
And in my bedroom. Yeah. It's really the best bed sheets out there. It also makes a great gift. Bring home a better night's sleep this holiday season with Boll & Branch bedding. For a limited time, get 20% off your first set of sheets and free shipping when you use promo code TOAST at bollandbranch.com. That's B-O-L-L-A-N-D branch.com, promo code TOAST, bollandbranch.com, promo code T-O-A-S-T. Thank you, Boll & Branch, for sponsoring today's episode.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What are you staring at me like that for?
I'm not.
Did you text me like a secret or something?
No. What? No, I didn't.
Okay, what?
I don't know. I guess I'm just like looking at you. What else am I supposed to do with myself?
Your job? Like, what's the next story?
Balenciaga drops a $25 million suit against producers of the controversial Disgusting campaign. Balenciaga said on Friday that it's dropping its $25 million lawsuit against the producers of their recent ad campaign. The fashion house filed the suit a week earlier against a production company and set designer after its spring 2023 campaign included documents from a Supreme Court case about child pornography. The brand also faced backlash for the separate campaign that showed children holding teddy bears in bondage outfits. They put out a lengthy statement about the following actions that they would take with the objective to learn from their mistakes as an organization. They have won new control instances. Their current process for content validation has failed, and they recognize the need to do better. They also have a new organization reorganizing their image department to ensure full alignment with their corporate guidelines. The lawsuit, they decided not to pursue litigation. That's the headline here.
Yeah.
They also want to learn and contribute. We want to learn, help, and contribute to protect children.
Mm.
Sure.
So
we are starting trainings on responsible communication across our teams. I just like don't think you need to have
right.
a whole initiative at your company not sexually exploit children.
If you need training,
campaign after campaign.
If you need training for your employees on how to not sexually exploit children, you are the problem. So obviously your lawsuit was dropped because it's you.
Yeah, no, and the lawsuit being dropped obviously proves that, like, the people who take the pictures, they didn't choose these things.
Yeah.
And if they actually did pursue litigation, at least just to, like, look like they're pretending like it wasn't them, like, things would have come out that would have proven that it was them. Like, you know, people who work, like, email, okay, I got the teddy bears, you get the Supreme Court docs. Yeah. What should we print? What coffee table book should we have next to the model? Yeah, no,
Slack messages, like.
Yeah, like, these things are communicated about. So I think it would have been pretty damning for them. They said, together with my team, we will go on a listening tour to engage with advocacy groups who aim to protect children.
From you. Like, don't let them near anyone.
They
like,
said, donation, we have set aside a significant fund for grants to organizations so that we can help make a difference in protecting children. I just want to say, like, they just keep saying protecting children. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a blanket statement for everything. And it's weird. It's like, it feels like someone has a gun to head. They're like,
I want to protect children.
We shall protect children.
I love to protect the children.
Like, do you even know what that means? You might think protecting them is giving them a teddy bear, not right.
No, and like, we are protecting children from you. Like, that's the real, like, it's nice that they want to do all these things, yeah. But I think a better use of your time would be to look inward.
No, at Balenciaga, we stand together for children's safety and do not
clearly not.
Like, I don't need a fashion brand to, like, have to let me know that they stand for children's safety. Like,
yeah.
It should be implied as just being a human being on earth that you stand for children's safety. And if anything that you do, especially, like, multiple times over, gives the idea and the impression that you don't, then that's enough for me.
Then you have failed at protecting children.
Yeah.
No, this saga is so fucking weird to me, and it, like, never ends, and it keeps getting weirder. And this lawsuit was bullshit, and you're right. If they had proceeded with it, like, it would have been really bad for them.
Yeah.
Like, between depositions and everything, they would have had to come out. And at the end of the day, it wouldn't have even been successful because, again, like, Balenciaga is in charge of what Balenciaga puts out. Who they contract to do the work for them is irrelevant. It starts at the top.
Right. And again, like, this is campaign after campaign, like, little details.
It's not just one off.
It's not just one. It's not just, like, two. It seems very intentional, and they thought subliminal. But also, the thing about the teddy bears in the harnesses, I don't know if I said this, like, the first time that we saw it. It's like, oh, they're like, we shouldn't have put children in that campaign. But, like, who else are you making teddy bears for if not children?
With harnesses, right.
No, but, like, who do you make a teddy bear for? Like, your adult customers?
Right. No, that's true.
So you're
true.
Making teddy bears for kids with harnesses. Whether their kids are not or in the campaign, like, doesn't matter. It's still you intended to disseminate harnessed teddy bears to the children.
Harnessed teddy bears, 100%. That's so true.
So I don't need, like, yes, we need an apology for the kids in the campaign, like, and everything else. But, like, also, the fuck are you doing making harnessed teddy bears?
No, let's walk through the thought process for sure.
Yeah.
Who's the target demo here?
Who is the target demo?
Not me.
No. And not the children. They don't want your nasty teddy bears.
No, they don't.
Justice for teddy bears.
Justice for Ted.
Put on that harness.
You know who we really need as, like, an advocate here? Ted. He would put these execs.
He'd like that teddy bear. He'd be like, because he's an adult.
No, that's
because he's fucking 40.
By the way, no facts.
Yeah.
Ted is 40.
Yeah. Ted, you know, can engage in whatever sexual conduct he likes as a grown ass man.
When you think about the movie Ted through the context of Ted being 40, it's, like, a lot more sad.
Yeah, no, like, Ted's unemployed. Like, Ted's an alcoholic. Ted's addicted to drugs. Like, it's sad.
We need Ted 3. Like, honestly.
I don't. I think Ted 1 is so perfect. Ted 2, I don't know her. I don't know her. It doesn't work for me because Mila Kunis was the only one who was meant for
that role.
I think his name was John. As his companion. There was no reason why they should have broken up.
I haven't seen Ted in so long. I have to watch it.
It's so fucking good.
It's a perfect film.
Yeah. So I think Ted should come out and denounce Balenciaga, because coming from Ted, it's like, this is too far even for me.
Can I tell you something, a fun fact about me? Like, a cool fact about me?
Yeah, that you've met
Ted. I've met Ted. The doll. Well, yes, I've met Seth MacFarlane as well, but the doll.
Yeah, no,
I've been in the presence of the doll.
It's really cool.
I think I even have a picture of it somewhere.
No, that's really cool.
Yeah.
You do a lot of cool stuff, and not all of it impresses me, but that.
That's cool.
That is fucking cool.
Yeah. I'm proud of that one.
Yeah, and Seth MacFarlane, too. He's impressive. Yeah. Where has he been?
I don't know. I went to his birthday party. It was really fun. It was Halloween. I wrote about it in my book.
Yeah.
And, like, it was not a costume party, but, like, there was a couple people there in costumes and, like, really dumb ones, Nina Dobrev. And, like, she looked stupid. And I actually felt bad for her. Like, that was the only time in my life I think I'd ever feel pity for Nina Dobrev, you know? But I did. I felt pity.
Anyways, it's just not going away for Balenciaga. And I have to commend the mamas and the influencers for keeping it alive, because the celebrities are doing fucking nothing.
Nothing.
And I don't know where we go from here with, like, certain people.
No, I know.
And Lisa Rinna stepped in a whole lot of shit this weekend.
She gave the most bizarre statement on Instagram.
No, it wasn't bizarre. It was, like, condescending and backhanded.
Let me read it, because it was so dumb.
People want her to talk about Balenciaga, and she wants to talk about anti-Semitism. Let's talk about Kanye. Hey, bitch, let's talk about both. How many stories can you have on your Instagram at once?
No, it's so true. Like, why can't both things be true?
No, why can't you get, like, 100 slides on Instagram a day, I think. Talk about
you
both.
You do get 100.
Talk about both.
Ugh, I can't find it. She deleted it, but you know those accounts. Like,
go to, like, oh no, I'm sure she doesn't.
I went to Twitter.
Or just search on Instagram.
Lisa Rinna. Because it was really dumb, and it actually deserves to be dragged. So let me do that quickly.
So here we go.
Like, I'll take the time today, you know? Tags.
Or, you know, you didn't have to post that anything.
Found it.
Because it's not like she's an actual paid spokesperson for Balenciaga. She wore an outfit once.
Yeah, no, you don't have to. But, like, she is, like, her daughters are
like models. Like she's like a relevant person. Like she speaks about things all the time. She's just a person.
But people weren't sitting around waiting to hear what Lisa Rinna thought about it. So if she didn't want to actually talk about it, saying nothing would have been better than what she said. Otherwise, I wouldn't have thought about her in this context.
Here's what she said. People want me to speak out on Balenciaga. Yes, those ads were wrong. I think we all agree on that. I want to speak out on anti-Semitism and hate and racism and homophobia and Alex Jones and Kanye West, Trump and Elon Musk and the danger of that. To me, that's what's really fucking dangerous. Silence is complicity. And then this person posted it side by side with the picture of Lisa and Harry Hamlin dressed as Nazis. I do believe that two things can be true. We should definitely talk about anti-Semitism.
She's giving off a list of everything she wants to talk about, but why not why isn't child exploitation in there too?
No, but
she wants to protect everyone, but what about children?
No, but Jackie, like Lisa Rinna, she's like, I want to talk about all these things. You do. I feel like you're always talking about Trump. You're always talking about Elon. She's always talking about these things. Like, that's her platform. So I just don't see how the first paragraph has anything to do with the second paragraph.
But why can't kids be on that list of Jews, of the LGBTQ community? Like, why can't she add kids to her list?
No, it makes...
Or no, that's too far
for Lisa. It makes no sense. Like, talk about, like, what? It's literally that TikTok sound. Why the fuck do you have to bring that up? Like, it's... I believe in talking about anti-Semitism probably more than anyone on the planet. And like, I still don't understand why she brought it up.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you want to talk about it, so do it. You want to talk about anti-Semitism? Go, I don't see you.
No, and also it's like, then when you're someone who like talks about everything all the time, like then you also need to speak up about this.
Right.
And it's just like, you're letting us know that you don't want to, which is just a weird flex.
Yes,
because it's like, this is so crystal clear that it's fucked up.
By the way, that's what it is. Like, you're just letting us know that you don't want to talk about it, and like, you're being pressured to, but you don't want to, and that makes me look at you sideways.
Right, because also you're not being paid by Balenciaga, so like, why can't you just say this can't be
you have fucked? Quite literally nothing to lose.
Yeah,
but she thinks she's like a Hollywood elite girly,
and so she's siding with them, which is like, we're just going to wait for it to blow over. But that's why it's so important that we don't let it.
Right. Like, she's actually like the perfect example of somebody who quite literally has no scruples.
Yeah. Okay. Ready for our next story?
Yeah.
Rihanna's Savage X Fenty settles a consumer protection lawsuit for $1.2 million. Rihanna's Savage X Fenty will pay $1.2 million to settle a consumer protection lawsuit. This lawsuit claims that the brand used deceptive marketing tactics to automatically enroll customers in a VIP subscription.
I'm surprised shit like this doesn't happen more.
Yeah.
The way, like, you sign up for a 7-day free trial and then without your consent, you're paying $50 a month. Like, I feel like normalize having these lawsuits, because we are constantly like, no, I literally had to download an app the other day for a teleprompter. Mm-hmm. By the way, I told you, delete it.
I got it.
Did you cancel?
No.
It was a 7-day free trial.
Okay, it hasn't been 7 days.
Like, the way they really trick you, you have to read the wording.
I think I may have.
Oh my God, did you pay per year? $100? Did it happen already?
Because I thought it was a good app that I'll never need to use again.
Do you know how to cancel subscriptions?
Oh, wait, Oh, cancel free trial. Oh my God, because it was about to renew.
Oh my God, see?
Tomorrow.
The way, like, that they definitely take advantage of people.
$90 gone.
Yeah, they take advantage of people. So I hope that, I'm sorry for Rihanna. That sucks to lose $1 million. But I think that lawsuits like this need to be more common. Like, the way we're constantly being bamboozled.
Yeah, the lawsuit states that Savage X Fenty failed to, quote, get the proper consent or give proper notices for the automatic renewal charges, falsely advertising the ability to use store credit, and misleading the public over the prices of its products, which includes bras, underwear, sleepwear, and loungewear. I had something with this recently, like, where they renewed something without telling me, and I was like, excuse me, I did not consent to this. And they were like, okay, we won't do it again. I'm like, but what about the last one?
Mm-hmm.
What about that?
No, justice for the consumers. Like, we're constantly being blackballed and bamboozled and hoodwinked.
Yeah, it's constant.
It's constant.
It's like, don't you, like, aren't we paying for enough?
No, we're not. We're literally not.
We are the product, by the way.
What?
We are the product.
What do you mean?
Like, you know when, in documentaries, when they're like, if something is free and you're a user on it, like, then
you become the product. Yeah.
Product. We are the product.
Our data.
Us.
Our information.
Mm-hmm. Because they know what bras you want. What undies?
So true. What tampons you use when you have your period.
And now that you complimented my undies, I'm sure you'll be served up for a pair for yourself.
Yeah, no.
Because they know what I wear and they know what you want.
And they know we're sisters for sure.
Yeah, and they listen to the toast. We make it really easy.
Totally. We put all of our information out there.
We talk like right next to our phones about every single thought we have.
Look, let me tell you. I really want a new lawnmower. And I think that my lawn at my vacation house, because you guys already know I live in the city, my
my lawnmower for my vacation house.
Wait, is, they don't know you bought a vacation house.
So I bought a vacation house.
But you weren't looking on Zillow, so they're not going to believe you.
Okay, so it has to be. No, I'm actually always on Zillow.
Maybe you're visiting a friend and you want to bring them a lawnmower.
Okay. So, you know, I'm going to see my friend Brian, Jackie. And you know, he has this amazing farm. And I want to get him a gift. And I'm thinking a lawnmower would be a really good gift. I've heard John Deere is good. But I also heard they have great options at Home Depot.
And I'm sure that, like, there's really great DTC brands new
that
ship directly.
So I'm going to keep browsing.
Yeah, let me know if you find anything.
I'm going to keep browsing for a lawnmower in New York.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do.
Great.
Yeah.
Let me know.
So I want to say I don't support, you know, women losing millions, but this particular lawsuit I'm here for, and I hope to see more of it.
I think that it's, you know, obviously not a huge financial burden for Rihanna, and it sets a good precedent.
Agreed.
So it's a win-win.
It's a precedent.
That has been set.
100%.
That was a good one.
A very good one.
As opposed to a bad one.
As opposed to a not very good one.
Are you ready for our fifth and final story?
Yes, so I can finally talk about Yellowstone.
More drama between TJ Holmes and Amy Robach as they are taken off air indefinitely, with new anchors stepping in to host GMA3 today as ABC execs take a hard line. So a lot more is coming out about these two.
And it's not the fairy tale we thought it was on Thursday.
Okay, I do still ship, though there's more context that we need to add. First of all, like, TJ's ex-wife is the one who hired a PI and got these photos taken. So we were correct in our assessment that, like, these two were tailed.
And you know, she probably feels really good about that decision, and I feel really happy for her, because look at the way this random story blew up about two nobodies.
I know, and I don't know if she expected this many people to care, but we do. Then they were on the air on Friday joking out about how it's been like a hell
such
of
a great week,
and they can't wait for the weekends. They go fuck.
Yeah, literally.
And I thought that, like, GMA, especially because I was putting it out there, like, we're here for this, like, run with it. Like, we share.
You thought they could lean in.
I thought GMA might lean in, but they're so fucking, like,
corporate,
such pussies. Yeah. No, they're waiting to see how things shake out, like, it, where people land on this. So they took them off the air. I think they want to see how people feel about that. They're going to put in some temps, see how people feel about that, and just wait and see, instead of being like, you know what, like, these two, we ship, they're consenting adults, nothing crazy happened other than, like,
infidelity.
Other than infidelity, which, you know, we're not,
is not illegal.
So, like, make a choice or fire them.
You know, I do think it's interesting how, like, a decision in your personal life can affect your job. Mm-hmm. Because while it is frowned upon, it's not illegal in any way.
The only thing that they could say is...
it violates their contract or something?
Yeah, like, and especially if maybe one of them is a little bit more senior, they could say they're off the air until an investigation is conducted to make sure that they went by protocol. Also, like, when you are working for a big company and you start dating someone, you should let HR know. So they could say that, you know, it's not like they had an extramarital affair with a rando.
Yeah.
And so maybe that's what they're leaning into. But I just wish they would take a stance and, like, and have some scruples.
Yeah, no. And, like,
and how do you
I imagine the
it?
Ratings. Like, do you think I literally have ever watched a third hour of GMA in my life? I didn't even know they went past 2 hours. Right. So
I think 4 hours.
Who knew? Like, you'll never be the Today Show, but go off. I was so invested. And so from a PR perspective, like, just lean in.
Yeah, I think if I were them, I would lean in. But if you're so morally outraged, then do something about it.
Yeah. But now a lot of stuff has come out about the two of them, which is really interesting. Okay. Like, this is not TJ's first affair. Or her first affair. TJ allegedly was having an affair with one of the producers on the show for many years. And I read this on Dumois, so if it's not true, blame her. That she...
Amy.
Thank you, Amy. See, I don't even know these people. Amy had a years-long affair with Matt Lauer, the formerly disgraced host. Well, the currently disgraced former host.
So confusing.
So this is a layered event.
You wanted to get more layered? Because I thought she looked familiar. And then it came to me. She was the one who was caught on the hot mic talking about Jeffrey Epstein when she said, when they're reporting this, like, Virginia Gafar story. Mm-hmm. And she goes off the air, but she's still wearing her mic. And she was like, this makes me so mad. We had this story years ago and I wasn't allowed to run with
You're
it.
Right.
And someone clipped that and leaked it. Someone who worked for ABC at the time. She, like, had to issue, you know, a hostage statement saying she was talking out of her ass.
Yeah.
And that no one stopped
literal
her
hostage.
From doing anything. Yeah. I'm surprised she still works there after that.
Maybe, by the way, this is maybe they've been wanting to get rid of her ever since, but they couldn't fire her for that because she literally was just...
No, I think that if they didn't fire her for that. I think they're waiting to see how people feel. So I just want it out there. Like, I do. I think that this is spicy and exciting for GMA3. Like,
it's something for GMA3.
It's not the most, like, you know, ethical relationship. Mm-hmm. But it's something. And I think it's exciting. They seem happy and in love. And I hope they live happily ever after. That's the only way it works.
It's the only way at this point, like, this big circus will have been worth it, is mm-hmm. if the two of them live happily ever after. But it seems like they both have a problem keeping it in their pants. So even if this is a true love, like, this will not be the end. You don't just stop cheating after cheating for a million years.
But let me ask you something. Like, if ABC is really so scrupled that we have to take them off the air indefinitely, like, when TJ was having an affair with a producer, he was still
Which is
doing
definitely
job.
Crosses the line and in terms of hierarchy.
While he was more married than he is now.
Right. But I just want to say, like, love this wife. Love that she hired the PI and then literally sold the pictures. I'm sure she had no idea anyone would care, because honestly, like, if we're being honest with one another, her husband is a nobody. But, you know, it's just, you
I'm
never
sure,
know what's going to catch
I'm sure
on.
She thought that, like, it would get press and the people, you know, media people would care. Yeah. And it would be enough to do something within the network. But I don't think she realized, like, how many lay people would care.
Right. Because, like, why do I care? I, up until the other day, had never heard of these people.
Yeah.
But it's sexy. It sounds like the beginning of one of my books. Cabin in the Woods.
Or the, you know? Or the, like, 75% when things start to go south.
Yeah. Because it's like nobody knows, like, they've, you know, been in really unhappy marriages. And, like, it's totally fine. They are in love.
But, like, your book's, like, it starts really good. It's peaks, peaks, peaks. There's a dip. You know, everyone finds out their secret. Can they make it through this? Then TJ has to go, like, banging down her door, being like, it's only been you. Like, I don't. And I'm sure Amy didn't know about the producer, maybe.
Mm.
And now she's finding out, oh, I'm not the first woman
and,
in the office.
And she finds out with everyone.
TJ didn't know about Matt.
No, so true.
And so I think they both have to forgive each other.
TJ didn't know about Matt. I'm like, who's Matt? Now you being on one name basis with Matt Lauer.
Now they have to forgive each other,
right?
And
learn
come
to trust
together,
right? And then
for one last fuck in your book,
for one last,
and then
fuck.
You can pick up the sequel,
right? Which is all
about the ex,
Matt Lauer.
And Matt Lauer.
Yes, they find each other in times of need.
Yeah.
Well, those were the past five, and you definitely needed to know every single one of them. Mm-hmm. But for me, they were just a means to an end, you know, a way to finally start talking about Yellowstone, because not being able to talk about it this whole time has been really hard. So the Yellowstone chit chat, it's not really a recap. It's like an update.
Debrief.
Thank you. Is brought to you by Skylight Frames. So the holidays are just around the corner.
You should get a Skylight Frame and put a picture of
TJ
Beth
and Amy. TJ and Amy.
Beth and Rick.
Either one. If you're looking for a good gift idea that your parents or in-laws will genuinely love, look no further than the Skylight Frame. A photo frame you can update instantly by email from anywhere. It's a great way to feel close to those you love even when you're separated. It sets up effortlessly in under 60 seconds. Just plug it in, use the touchscreen to connect to your Wi-Fi network, and enjoy. Sending photos to Skylight is effortless. Everyone in the family can use the app or just email them to a Skylight. Then they'll pop up in seconds and multiple people can send photos to the frame. So it's a great way to keep large networks of friends and families in touch. It's timeless. It looks great. It looks just like a real photo frame. It is the best gift you can give to someone, especially if it's like an older person, like an in-law, a parent, or a grandparent, because even if they're not really tech savvy, it is so easy to set up. It's like not something you need to be like Elon Musk to set up.
I've heard allegedly his house is littered.
I've heard that too. Frames. I've heard, like, because he has so many children that, like, he's, you know, they're always getting it for him as a gift. They're like, Dad, we'll love this frame.
This is what I look like now.
Right. That's what I've heard too. So if it's good enough for Elon, it's pretty
alleged.
It's good enough for you. As a special offer, you can get $15 off your purchase of a Skylight frame when you go to skylightframe.com and enter code TOAST. So that's $15 off your purchase of a Skylight frame when you go to skylightframe.com, enter code TOAST. SKYLIGHTFRAME.com, promo code TOAST.
I had just had such a cute idea, because I've gotten Skylight frames for other people, but I think you and I should get one for each other.
And update.
And just, like, update it with, like, cute pics of ourselves.
You know, like, I'm going to put pictures of my boobs in it. Like,
you know, it would be hysterical. I'll keep it, like, in
you
my bathroom.
Keep it private, yeah.
But then, like, I'll send you, like, cute pics of the day. I think that's, like, a really cute way to keep in touch with a friend
with
or
a loved
sister
one.
Who moved.
Yeah, with a loved one who abandoned you. I agree.
Yeah, you did abandon us, and we're getting over it, but it's hard.
Okay. Let me tell you about Yellowstone. So the part that I'm up to right now is, like, you know, the Rainwater, Dan Jenkins, and Kevin Costner have all decided to get together because the Beck brothers have taken it too far.
Too far.
They beat up Beth. That scene was so... I could feel a shift. Like, I knew something... Like, I knew something was going to change between Beth and Rip. But, like, I don't know. Like, do they get together? Like, I feel like they don't. And honestly, I'm just not interested in watching a million more seasons of them like fucking around when the answer to everyone's problem is them two getting married and having children. It's literally so simple. Then Casey and his like miserable family can go be miserable somewhere else. Like they're always upset and like people can't be, we couldn't be doing more for them. Like, let me give you my room. Let me give you the shirt off my back. And yeah. They're like, this is not working for me. Like, it's always a problem. You know, it was like insulting that they tried to get her a job. Meanwhile, she took the job, you know? Okay. So I just, it's really a matter of who I hate the least, and it's Beth. So I think right now who I'm hating the most is that fucking moron, Jamie. Like, I could not believe he killed that reporter. Like, how dumb are you? Like, she's not like some nobody in the, from the middle of nowhere. She's from New York. She works for a fucking magazine. Like, you can't just kill her because you're angry because you were being dumb. Because
you didn't know what to do.
Oh, my God.
What, like, if I just murder her?
Yeah, like, so dumb. And he's like, the thing is, me and Ben were discussing, because Ben's been watching with me. Mm-hmm. We can't tell if Jamie's the worst or he's like, he's actually a really bad actor. Like, the guy who plays him is like not good. Because okay, so he took a rifle and he was like going to kill himself. And we were like, you're not going to kill yourself. And is that just like him being a bad actor? Or is that Jamie like just being a drama queen wanting attention?
It's Jamie.
Okay. Because he wasn't going to kill himself.
No.
Even though like, everyone was telling him to. It's just like so fucked up. Like, yeah. That's where Beth, like, I love Beth, but then when like she goes on her rants against Jamie and she says like the meanest thing, she's like, she said like in the episode last night, I'm not just saying this because it would bring me so much joy, but like, you should really consider killing yourself. Like, it's fucking horrible. Like,
yeah,
she really needs to stop. Like, because that's, I love that she reads people to filth, even Jamie, because he fucking needs it, but like, she takes it a little too far. So I definitely like Beth the most. Then Casey and then Jamie. I did like Jamie at the beginning because, you know, like, he was a good lawyer.
Yeah, he got them like much more land than they had before. He, like, they do need someone with business smarts in the family.
Yeah, and he was good at that job, and he was like, everyone made fun of him because he was like posh and wore ties and like didn't know how to shovel shit. But it was a vital part of the business.
Yes.
He got obsessed with running for attorney general and he like abandoned his family and like, you know what, he could have come back and it would have been fine, but he had to do the article. Like, it was so, yeah, he had to take it so far, like, yeah, so dramatic for what. Mm-hmm. And that whore he was shacking up with, like, she was horrible too. Like, she was
the campaign,
yeah,
yeah,
she's definitely not going away because they just showed her again, but like, she was really a problem. Who else? Oh, Jimmy. I love Jimmy. Like, I don't know what the point of like him being a main character is, because there's a million cowboys and a lot of them are better looking and like, we don't know anything about them.
Yeah.
But he's just, when he won the belt buckle, because he needed that money to pay back like his meth friends, and he won the buckle, and that guy, the older guy who has the brand, what's his name with the mustache?
He's great. Lloyd.
Lloyd. And he had like put the money up for him and he was so proud and he was like going to cry. Like, I was not okay. Like, it was so beautiful. And I love that he's like, that's what the ranch is for. Like, he really loves the ranch now. And like, he was a bad kid before. And then he had to sell his belt buckle to the meth heads because that girl who was working as a cowgirl who like ran away in the middle of the night, his friend who he really liked, she owed them $1,000. Like, it was so sad. I was really upset when he had to give away his belt buckle. But, you know, he took care of it. And he'll get another one because he's really good at riding the horses. So there's just, like, a lot of characters that I really like. I literally hate Thomas Rainwater. Like, I hate the way he talks. Like, first of all, Jacob's dad. Like, I was shocked. And yeah. I thought when the first episode, I'm like, I don't know if he's going to be a main character. I didn't know, like, he would really become, like, a huge part of the show. Obsessed. Obsessed that it's Jacob's dad, but he's really so fucking annoying, like always speaking slowly and giving a sermon, and yeah, it's just like, stop.
Yeah,
stop, no one's listening, stop. Like, really,
he has
stop.
A few good lines, he's got some good, like, some words of wisdom.
Okay, that's,
but yes, he's in no rush.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because me and Ben have like stopped the show like 10 times. There's like pearls of wisdom.
You know what it is, I started watching the show around the same time I started reading, and so many times I wanted to like highlight. Yep. I had the inkling to like tap and highlight. There's so many good quotes and pearls of wisdom.
Oh my God, when, you know, Kevin Costner like was playing with his grandson fell in the river and it was really cold, and he was like, something bad almost happened. And then Rip was like, well, almost is interesting because it doesn't fucking matter. And Kevin Costner was like, what idiot said that? And he was like, you. And it's true, like, almost literally doesn't matter. Something almost, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So you're right. I wish I could highlight, because it was another one last night. Me and Ben were like, that's so true.
Yeah.
Like, just pearls of wisdom.
One good thing, that like one pearl from Yellowstone that I got that I always think about is like, I think it was, maybe it was Rainwater who said it, that like, you know how when right when you give birth to a child, the baby really looks like the dad.
I saw that part.
And he said, like, that is nature's paternity test. And it's so true because the baby, like, doesn't look like that for even 1 hour later. Mm-hmm. But in that moment, you know who the father
is. It's so true.
It's nature's paternity test.
So true. So overall, like, this is just like, it's such a journey and I'm really enjoying it. Like, I want to be caught up, but like, I also want to enjoy it. Cause you know, last night me and Ben were about to start episode 9 of 10 on season 2, but it was like 11:30 and I was like, I have a big day today. So we didn't end up watching it. And like, I actually really do want to enjoy it, but I also want to be caught up cause like, I'm already like 5 years too late.
So you should watch like 2 episodes today.
No, I don't have time today. I'm recording my special.
I know, but what time? Don't you have a few hours?
No, I have no time. Oh, okay. I have no time. Like,
well, you have a week to get caught up.
And yes, I will. No, it's a huge priority for me, especially because like this weekend I will be doing nothing but watching Yellowstone.
And then you can watch 1883.
I know.
And then you can watch 1923.
I know.
I have a few more episodes of 1883 and I'm going to watch them so that I can watch 1923 because it looks amazing and so well cast.
Harrison Ford, Helen Mirren,
Michelle Randolph. Iconic. Our cup runneth over.
So thank you for the guidance on this journey. I'm sorry it took me so long to get here.
I just wish I had a time machine so that I could play this episode for you even a week ago when I said, if you go to Montana, hey, just watch Yellowstone before. Now I have jobs.
Well, I honestly thought it was going to be like 20 episodes every season. It's only 10. Like, that's normal.
Okay.
But that changes things.
If it was 20, you wouldn't watch it?
No. And also the first episode was like 100 minutes. And when I tell you it took me all Saturday, like I could not believe the episode was never ending.
Yeah. Great. Some things are worth waiting for.
No, and I agree. And I'm glad I waited.
And now you're like, the foundations have been layered. And now you're really going to get into it. Like it gets so good.
Yeah.
It keeps getting better.
Yeah.
Even this season is so good.
Yeah. No, I'm really enjoying it. So thanks for the recommendation, girly.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
So that's our show.
That is our show. And you know, it's time for it to end because I have to pee so badly.
Okay. Well, I'll wrap it up. I'm excited to see everyone tonight at my special taping and tomorrow night, but I'll see you. Oh, so a little programming update. I am here today and tomorrow. And then Wednesday, I am going to take the day off. I just feel like I'll need, you know, like a star moment. Like, I will have recorded my special. I'll probably get drunk afterwards. Like, celeb's going to celeb. But since Jax is in the city, she's recording with a sickening co-host. It will be audio only and you'll understand why when the guest is announced.
Yes. And so that's all we'll say about that, but looking forward to it.
Thank you so much for listening to The Toast, the Millennium Morning Show, where we deliver the fast 5 stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching us on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as podcasting, where podcasts can be found. So Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Video, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places where you listen to podcasts, find us, The Toast, and leave a 5-star review about how wickedly talented we are. Have an amazing day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Goodbye. Love you. Bye.